So often on the show, we've talked about decluttering. Everybody just has too much stuff.
We do.
Halloween's around the corner.
Yeah.
We have an entire shelf that's probably about 12 feet long in the garage, and then another shelf half full just of Halloween stuff. And we'll have to bring it all out here.
Yep.
I don't know if my wife's going to make me get the ladder and pull it all down this weekend. Now, I don't put the stuff up. She'll put skeletons all around the house and outside. But we all have too much stuff. Everybody has too much stuff. My kid in the basement has so many toys, and you just got to constantly get rid of stuff. She's now 7, so do you need the toys for when they were 3 or 4, you know? But you're just lazy, right? You don't get rid of stuff. Well, apparently, there's a TikTok video that's gone viral for a way to best declutter.
More TikTok videos, just the world needs.
Yeah, and what is it?
The poop roll.
Right. I saw the poop roll on the outline. I have no idea what
EB,
it is.
Did EB come up with it?
Yeah. I thought of that when I saw the poop roll on the outline. So the poop roll is, if you're thinking about something that you may want to get rid of, you have to imagine poop on it. Would you be willing to wash the poop off to keep it? Or if the poop was on it, you're just like, I'm throwing it away.
This is just the worst rule I've ever heard. This is one of the dumbest things ever.
But it might help you get rid of stuff.
I think it's a great rule.
It may help you get rid of things. Right. Like if there's something there that you've held on to,
yeah,
but you really don't use it, and you imagine the poop on it, would you actually go through the process of cleaning it, trying to get rid of the stench and all that stuff?
I would keep.
Because it's valuable.
I'm not sure what
you'd probably
keep.
Get rid of almost
cell
everything.
Phone.
Well, of course,
at least for the time
cell phone,
being.
I think you could get the poop off and it would clean. Some stuff's going to get into the.
Or maybe you just go get a new one because, you're just
like. All right. Those high top Puma sneakers you wear sometimes. You look down, there's a little duty on it one day.
I'd probably wash it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he'd save them.
Why do you not like those Puma shoes?
I just jumped out at me.
I love
that. That was the item you
but
thought
But you
of.
Could throw those in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff you couldn't actually throw in the washing machine. You're just stuff that you would have to wash off.
Yeah, your lab putter.
I would wash it.
You got big dirt on the.
I mean, it's a $5
right
putter. I would wash it.
Right on the grill.
I'd wash
it. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I'm.
It's a good psychological trick. I find, for me, it's just effort.
Yeah.
I don't
like we have
do
this
anything.
Room in the basement, which is all of Isabella's junk. And when the cleaning ladies come in, they put it all up against the wall. Mm-hmm. So it's somewhat, the center of the room is nice and clean. And I could go over to the wall and just be like, okay, we don't need these little three-year-old doctor toys or whatever the heck is over there. And just don't go through it.
Cakes, your Raiders lamb has a duty on it.
It's a good
you would
question.
Wash it.
I'd probably keep the Raiders lamp.
What See? About your Iverson figurine?
Oh, my starting lineup figures? I mean, they're not worth anything. I'd probably ditch those.
The problem with
look at those and be like, these are just taking up space.
Like, if
this
you get
dumb.
Poop on your couch, that's when you're screwed. Like, because that gets in there. Like, how would you get the poop out? You have a dog, right? Your dog poops all over your house?
Yeah. It would depend on the price of it. House. The price of replacing it.
No, not necessarily. It could be EB's full tilt bomber jack. That's worthless to everybody else, but to him it has sentimental value.
I know, but Drabby,
are you gonna wear that tonight at MGM National Harbor?
No.
If somehow this would never happen in the history of life, but somehow there was poop on the on my laptop.
Yeah.
My computer. I'm not tossing it.
Well, if it's on that computer,
I'm not tossing that either.
Listen, they're talking about things that in your house that you don't really need. All right, your navy
saying.
Pants that you wear 4 days a week.
Okay, well, there's poop
those.
On it now. So, yes, so I do wear those.
How about your Corkle bottle?
Oh, but yeah, I would toss that.
Yeah.
Like I said, it comes down to the price of it, the cost of maybe replacing the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Why do we have a Bowie, Maryland hat? That should be tossed.
That's
maybe the ugliest hat ever.
Hold on, let me see it.
Where did that
it.
Put that on, Cakes.
That came,
on.
That's when we had the police chief from Bowie in, I think.
Let me see this
Wayne
hat.
Preston?
Wayne Preston,
oh.
I think.
Yeah, if there was poop on this.
Tossed.
Tossed with the quickness. I mean, no, but look at this hat.
It would be poop on poop.
It's just...
It's not just. I love Bowie. I mean, we grew up there, but this hat is freaking special brand. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good.
What?
I could be wrong. I don't know if they actually brought that.
It's not just the cost of the, but how's stuff has sentimental value good. Too. Like if you had a baby pictures of your kids, like if there's duty on, like,
I know, don't I would cost probably anything. Clean the duty off. Yeah, I guess.
I'm going to go home today because I've been trying to clear out our garage.
Yeah.
Just imagine poop on everything.
No. I'm going to poop on everything and then show my wife and say, do you want any of this?
Right.
Because she's a pain in my butt about, she wants to keep everything now.
Yeah. Right.
All this garbage.
Give us one item. One item that she wants to keep.
Art supplies. An easel. Okay. That she hasn't touched in 7 years.
You're married to Picasso. Yeah.
Please, an easel? Trash that.
Mm. Monet.
My wife finally got rid of her architecture projects from grad school.
Exactly. That's the stuff I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, did you tape a Tootsie Roll to it?
Years ago. Yeah. 30 years ago. But I get it. It's kind of sentimental.
What is she trying to build? She has grand plans on building
something?
No,
I think it's just kind of sentimental. That's like, you know, her big thesis or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff that she worked on. We had it like hidden behind a refrigerator and you know, in the garage.
It's gone. It's gone like Devontae Adams from the Vegas Raiders.
Finally got rid of all the like games that we had for kids down in the basement because our kids are grown.
Yeah.
Right.
So just back.
Got rid of Connect Four. Mm-hmm. Figured you didn't need it anymore.
All that crap.
Yeah, you can use
Battleship gone.
Use Twister for your adult parties.
Yeah. Speaking of duty, I actually got in trouble for throwing away a diaper pail 2 days ago.
Oh, like a diaper genie?
She didn't realize I threw it out months ago.
Okay.
Why? Did you think you didn't need it anymore? Kids are all potty trained and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what do I want that thing sitting around my house?
That is easy to throw
she
away.
She said I was going to sell that. What are you going to wait for?
Who's going to buy a used diaper genie?
Nobody.
Nobody on the planet.
Right.
My wife shows me from time to time stuff that people put on Facebook Marketplace. People are trying to sell like an old skillet for like $10. And I'm like, are these people serious?
People are felt.
Yeah, people are felt.
I know, but people buy it. You wouldn't believe what people are
doing that all the time.
No, I don't do it.
The fervor.
Hey, you think I do it?
No, your wife.
Yeah, she does it. And believe me, people will buy that skillet.
I know they will.
Hey, a good cast iron skillet is expensive.
They'll try.
No, these aren't silly.
No, no. They'll negotiate. So if it's posted for 10, they'll say, will you take 7?
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah, and then when they show up, you bash them on the head with the skillet. For haggling you down off your original price. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Anyway, you might want to consider if you're decluttering the poop rule. Imagine poop on it and then think, would I clean it? If the answer is no, garbage.
TikTok's the worst. I just saw a video of the Bulls players, I guess, in camp dancing around in a circle, all doing the same dance. I'm just like, what is happening here?
It was
here?
Like a TikTok dance that like kids do, like girls do?
Yes. Yeah.
Take the under on the Bulls this year. I saw that video. This is an unserious basketball team.
I can't remember who tweeted it, but they were like, do you think Michael Jordan would have allowed this when he was playing with the Bulls?
You know who
zero
loves,
chance.
You know who loves TikTok? I can't remember what he said, but just yesterday, Mike Maher told me something like, TikTok is life.
Oh, no, I didn't say TikTok is life. No, I said TikTok keeps me up at night. Like, I'll be laying in bed for like an hour and a half just aimlessly scrolling it. And
you don't do that with Reels on Instagram?
I'm more of a TikTok guy. I feel like everyone has
the same.
Yeah, but some people are on Snapchat Reels, Instagram Reels. For me, it's just TikTok. My algorithm is so fire. It's the best.
Maybe that's what he said.
What comes up on your algorithm? Yeah.
Just a good combination of what's trending, sports stuff, comedy, food. I mean, it's a steady rotation.
Shocker, yesterday I was telling my wife I think I might need another root canal. I started getting root canal videos.
Yeah, because they're just
literally
listening.
I said the word one time.
Yep.
Well, I still
one
have.
Time.
Well, now it's going to come up on mine.
I have Jaden Daniels slides coming up nonstop.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Punch up a website, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels slides.
Perfect. Love it.
All right, coming up next, we will talk a little Jaden Daniels as we hit the skins here on the Junkies.